USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia has condemned a U.S. decision to send extra troops to Europe to support its NATO allies amid Russia posturing at the Ukraine border. Moscow said it was destructive and heightened tensions and reduced the scope for a political solution. The Pentagon said 2,000 U.S. troops would be sent from North Carolina to Poland and Germany, and a further 1,000 already in Germany would go to Romania. A Tennessee Democrat was expelled from the state Senate on Wednesday over her conviction on fraud charges. State Senator Katrina Robinson of Memphis was convicted of wire fraud last fall after being accused of stealing $600,000 from a health care school she ran to pay for her wedding and other personal expenses.
This whole process has been a very painful process, and to stand before you and go through essentially a procedural lynching in this body.
USA Radio News.
Fever is a potential sign of COVID or the flu, and the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Be accurate with Exergen. Exergen temporal scanners, available at Walmart and other fine retailers. Learn more at Exergen.com. That's EXERGEN.com. Exergen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all natural testosterone booster, the safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
When Punxsutawney Phil saw his groundhog's shadow on Wednesday, he wasn't lying about winter hanging on in America.
Hey, winter storm is bringing a mix of rain, freezing rain, and snow to the central U.S. Airlines canceled thousands of flights. Officials are urging people to stay off the roads, and schools are closed. Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan are seeing freezing rain, sleet, and snow. Significant ice accumulation is expected in an area from Louisville, Kentucky to Memphis, Tennessee. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
The Pentagon is reporting U.S. Special Forces carried out a successful large-scale counterterrorism raid in northwestern Syria early Thursday on an al-Qaeda stronghold. Locals at the scene afterward reported 13 people had been killed, including women and children. Residents say it lasted 2 hours in Atme near the Turkish border. USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
As President Biden announced 3,000 U.S. troops to Eastern Europe countries near Ukraine in support of NATO countries, one lawmaker says this move is too few and just a bad idea. Representative Brian Mast, the Republican from Florida, on Newsmax last night.
Look, I'm an American soldier. I'm going to go out there and do what the person with a star on their chest tells me to do. That's the commitment that you make, and you're going to be proud of it. But what's being done here is an extremely dangerous game. And let's do the math on this. Normally, when we go into, a predicted situation of conflict, we like to have a 3-to-1 advantage, something to that effect. That's certainly not the case here. But what the Biden administration is doing is trying to create a situation where we look at NATO invoking Article 5, an attack on one is an attack on all, by using American soldiers as what you could call Operation Human Shield. Not by going about it the right way, where you get the NATO allies to grant NATO membership to the Ukraine, and then if something happens to the Ukraine, it's an attack on one, it's an attack on all. This is extremely dangerous to go about it in this way. You're betting that you can put a couple thousand American service members in the way of that Russian military and be able to invoke Article 5, an attack on one is an attack on all. That's the bet the Biden administration is making right now. That is not the right game or gamble to make with the lives of U.S. service members. That, to me, that is not the right way to go about this whatsoever.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.